Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Woohoo! We're busy dancing in here. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. I'm Green Diva Meg.
And I'm Green Diva Lisa.
Lisa really started getting rowdy with the dancing there, so we had fun. Wish you could see it, man.
It's hard to stop, I gotta tell you.
Dancing on radio. So we want to welcome everyone to the show, and I'm just going to mention our fabulous online and other media partners who are helping get the word out and expand the Green Diva family: care2.com, eatdrinkbetter.com, earthgarage.com, ecoseed.org, Green Revolution Radio out of Tucson, Arizona, feelgoodstyle.com, Grateful Dread Public Radio, that's gdreadradio.net, and there are probably others, but if you go to our website, you can see everybody.
We're everywhere.
We're getting everywhere. So today, we're going to get a Green Diva correspondent report from Kimberly Phipps Nickel from Reno, Nevada. Find out what's going on in Reno, Nevada. And then our interview guest today is Carrie Whitman. She's the eco designer to the stars from Carrie Whitman Interiors.
I've had so much fun looking for my take two segment for design tips. I've had so much fun.
There's so much out there now.
I found a lot of really fun things, things that I want to try myself.
Isn't it? Well, and as you've probably already noticed, Green Dude Scotty, our testosterone is missing today.
It's going to be a girly show.
Girly show. Sorry, Mike. Our engineer's going to have to put up with us today. But Scotty will call in later and do a segment with us. We're going to do our Sleeping Naked is Green segment.
Yes, with our wonderful sponsors from Essentia.
Yeah, thanks to Essentia, we can bring you Sleeping Naked is Green.
I want one of their beds.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm saving my pennies now. And then Lisa will do her take two, Repurposing Ideas by GD Lisa. You know, keeping with the design theme today. It's kind of fun. Eco design. We would love to hear from any and all of you today. 973-267-9687. You can call and talk to us. If you've got ideas, you've got questions, comments, and certainly you can call while we have our guest, Carrie Whitman, if you have any design, you know, eco-interior design questions.
We'll also be checking in on our Facebook. It's not easy for us to stay on it all the time while we're on the radio, but you can go on our Facebook and make comments, and that's Green Diva Radio Show on Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you miss part of the show and you want to come back and hear it, you can listen to it on the internet at thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.
You got it. Yeah, because we got our fearless, silent Jesse over here helping us out, our associate producer.
She's going to post all the websites and links and things that we talk about. So if you aren't near a pen and paper, you can check in with the website or you can share it with your friends.
Yeah, we've had a busy week on our blog, haven't we?
We have. There's been a lot to talk about.
Well, I loved Lisa's post this week, the how to peace out.
Oh, boy. That took me a while.
Yeah, that was kind of stressful, wasn't it?
Well, I had one part which was completely ironic as I was talking about shifting your attitude.
Yeah, that's right. And you started smashing your computer.
I had a little issue with my computer, and I found myself,
That was funny. That was actually.
And then I went, and I took a deep breath.
She did.
And I said, all right. I'm shifting this attitude, just as I recommend.
She did. She practiced what she preached in that article. But what is it, 7 tips for peacing out?
How to peace out, yeah.
And that was kind of fun.
I thought so.
And useful, because really, you were laughing as you realized what you were doing. And you practiced. You took a deep breath.
Yeah. It really is. I have to admit that I moved up here from Austin, Texas, and the vibe in Austin is different than the vibe in New Jersey and the Northeast.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit spoiled. And part of that vibe is that people are calmer. You know, you drive.
In Austin?
Yeah, you drive, and some of my favorite people around here get really tense in the car. And they don't even know that they're getting tense in the car, and they're feeling like a victim, and they're blaming, and they're ready for somebody to cut them off. And it's like this whole energy thing. And I'm challenged to not get drawn into that vortex.
Well, you know, you said getting stressed in a car. And I wondered, you know, that one of the things we put in the tips was a product we got to test and play with, that Calm Space.
Oh, yeah.
That it was an aromatherapy, mm-hmm. But it's designed specifically to help with claustrophobia. And I wonder how many people do get a sense of claustrophobia in a car, which, you know, just enhances that.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That may very well be.
Just had that flash.
The other thing that would be perfect to keep in the car, and I do talk about Rescue Remedy as something to help you chill out right away.
I always forget I have that.
I used it for my babies, and I forget that it's great for everybody.
And I used it on my teenager.
Yeah. Teenage girls. Whoa.
Well, actually,
a good place to use Rescue Remedy.
Well, the truth is I gave it to Wayne and I first. And then I made her take it. And then like in 15 minutes, we all calmed down.
That's perfect.
Right?
I love hearing about that. But that moment in the car when you find your blood starting to boil and you're pissed off or whatever, if you had Rescue Remedy in the car, just take a couple drops, chill out, turn the music on.
Chill, baby.
Zone down the road.
Chill, baby. Yeah, which is hard to do in, you know, the traffic. Well, listen, it's not L.A. traffic. We're not on the 405.
Well, there's another place that's probably a good place to use it.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
We're starting to get traffic in Austin, which we never used to have when I first moved there. But you're in the car. You're stuck there. There's getting tense, getting angry, getting crazy. Doesn't change you getting from A to B. So
it's true.
Chill out. Listen. I listen to books on tapes when I have long drives. I am such.
Oh yeah.
Such
I
a
actually,
fan.
When I well, you know, I was addicted to that one long one.
Well, right? That
it was
you gave me
32 CDs. Right, the book. It was Pillars of the Earth, the sequel.
The longest,
end.
The
yes.
World Without End, and I called it The Story Without End.
But I loved it so much that I didn't mind getting caught in traffic. Because
well,
I thought,
yeah.
Oh, I have an extra, you know, few minutes to listen to my, and really, I kind of hated getting to work.
That's why I recommend books on tape for people that have to commute all the time. But that particular series took me from Austin to South Dakota, or it took me from South Dakota to Austin, and then Austin up to New York.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot of hours in the car listening. It's a long book, but I loved it too.
Good, good. Well, I just want to remind folks again to give us a call at any point, 973-267-9687. But I think in a couple of minutes, we're going to get on with our Green Diva correspondent, Kimberly.
In the meantime, I want to give a shout out to our station managers. I noticed that they're using 100% recycled paper as toilet paper in the bathrooms.
Yay,
I noticed that the towel rack, when you push it down in the kitchen for getting paper towels, gives you just a thin strip, which is really all you need if you have to use it in the first place.
Right.
I did stick their sponge into the microwave and cooked it for a few minutes to kill the bacteria because it was a little skanky. I'd like to see more recycling bins around, but otherwise, off to a good start.
Yeah, Lisa came in from using the ladies' room, came into the studio, crunch, 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 crunch with this paper. I said, what is that? She said, oh, I just, you know, it was a toilet paper wrapper. And she wanted to remind herself to give a shout out. And it's Markel or something.
Yep, it's Markel.
Which is a regional business here. We got to feel good about it.
It is. It's great. It helps save trees and it's awesome.
Okay. Well, I think Kimberly's on the phone. Let's see what she's going to tell us from Reno, Nevada. Kimberly.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing good. We didn't have any earthquakes or floods this week, so, you know, as long as there's no locusts or pestilence, we're doing all right.
Excellent.
So, yeah, you have some kind of fun news about your design firm, right?
We do, yeah. Some really exciting things happening here in Reno. We have a publication here called Reno News and Review, and every year they run a best of where the community gets to vote on their favorites. And this was the first year that they had a category under sustainability for green consultants, for people that help out with businesses and commercial facilities that want to go green. And my studio, Blue Water Studio, was voted number one. So I'm really honored to have the community step up and select Blue Water Studio and myself as the top spot for that. So.
Congratulations. Well, you've certainly earned it. I'm excited for you, and I'm glad that you're getting some recognition. And that, you know, Reno and the community there is really starting to recognize how important these things are for business and community.
It is. You know, it's interesting. We don't have a lot of construction happening here right now. I'm sure people have probably seen that we're on the top of all the wrong lists related to economy and construction. However, there are a couple of projects happening, and they're pretty much green. I have a new construction project happening with Now Natural Foods here in Sparks. They're building a new distribution and manufacturing facility, and we're going for LEED Silver on that project.
Cool.
And the Great Basin Community Food Co-op that we've talked about a couple of times, that's still going on. We're looking to be able to move in January of this year, and we've got some really neat environmentally responsible techniques and very high efficiency mechanical systems and things like that going on in there. So what is happening is exciting. People are starting to take note that green really does put green in your pocket.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Now, I had a question about, you mentioned, you know, the Now Natural Foods was going for a LEED Silver certification.
Yes.
And just
yes.
for those of us that still want to understand what LEEDs is and what the difference might be between gold, silver, and, you know, a couple of levels.
Sure. Oh, sure. So LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and it was a, quote-unquote, rating system that was created by the U.S. Green Building Council probably about 15 years ago. And at the time that it came out, there were a lot of buildings that were claiming that they were green, but people didn't have a way of really knowing. And I know we've all had our conversations about greenwashing and that. And so the idea was to create a system, a recognizable system that people could say, okay, yeah, they've done their part. And so the levels that we talked about, which is certified silver, gold, and platinum, relate to how many points in the system that a project has received on its way to showing just how green it is. And of course, we all love platinum, that's the top mark. And there are some projects that have the opportunity to achieve that. But the silver level is interesting because it's the one that tends to be recognized by state agencies and utility companies as the level that means you've achieved enough energy efficiency that you open up opportunities for tax abatements or utility rebates
for
installed efficiency measures. So that's why a lot of people really try to aim for that silver level.
Now, I'm curious about how hard is it to retrofit, and can you retrofit an existing building to bring it to LEED certification standards?
Yes, you can, and it's so funny you ask me that, because earlier this year, we were able to get 2 out of 3 floors of a 1960s building in downtown Reno. 2 of these 3 floors were occupied by a PR company, the Glenn Group, and we got LEED silver level certification for commercial interiors on that project. And we actually were only 2 points away from gold.
Wow.
So it really is feasible to get there. And we're actually nominating that project for a regional award here this next week. So
wow.
Yeah.
Well, tell me,
quite possible.
Tell me what, when you're doing, because we're talking about, interiors today anyway,
yeah.
for home interiors, but tell me what it means to be, when you have a, LEED certification for interiors. Is that carpeting, flooring, paints?
The materials and resources section of LEED is one of five sections, and it definitely talks about those finished materials that a lot of people see, touch, and feel, the carpet, the fabrics, the furniture, the walls, any special treatments in there. But a lot of it has to do with stuff that you don't really see, like indoor air quality, because not only are you looking at, say, recycled content for your carpet, but you also want carpet that doesn't off-gas toxic compounds known as volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. And so what we look at is not just what is in the product, but how does the product potentially impact the health and welfare of the occupants over the time that they occupy the space. And so when we look at paints and adhesives and wood products, a lot of people don't realize that wood, cabinetry, and furniture is quite often made with a binder that uses urea formaldehyde, which off-gasses toxins into the air and can really negatively impact folks that have respiratory issues, allergies, asthma, that sort of a thing.
Can you tell us what some of the worst offenders are?
Worst offenders, no question, paint, indoor paint, so bad. But more people are thinking about it. So then I would say the next worst offenders are those adhesives that people use for their carpet or they use for wallpaper. And then the next one would definitely be the wood products, because people just don't realize that when they buy cabinetry or furniture, that if it is a composite wood product rather than a solid wood product, that the composite has to have a binder or an adhesive, and that's where that urea formaldehyde sneaks in.
We're kind of running out of time, but I had one quick question about the cost differential when you're using the non-toxic, non-VOC adhesives and materials.
I'm still finding that on the wood products, there's definitely an upcharge. But now what we're finding with paints especially is our big paint manufacturers are realizing that this is the way to go. And so some of my favorite companies like Sherwin-Williams, they have a contractor-grade paint that's the same cost as all the other paints that are available out there in the 5-gallon buckets, and it's zero VOC. So it depends on what you're looking at. And the way that I look at it is this. If you've got kids that have ever had allergies or asthma or any other things like that, the upcharge that you pay for these products tends to be less than a couple of emergency room visits and nebulizer treatments.
Or a lifetime.
Well, I'm so sorry that we were running out of time, but this was an excellent, excellent report, and I hope we got in everything that you wanted to get in this week. And if not, you can always write us, and we'll put it on the blog.
I will. I can post to Facebook or put it on the blog. We've got some really neat stuff happening in the area, and I always appreciate the time that you do give me to check in from the West Coast with sunrise over here right now. So it's great to get up early and start my day with you ladies.
Thanks so much.
Scott, who's not there, but.
Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great.
Thanks, nice Kimberly.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break, but please stay tuned. We have a lot coming up.
Good morning.
What the heck happened to you last night?
Oh, it's just my old mattress. I want one of those memory foam mattresses, but they're so toxic. I really can't go there.
You have to try Essentia. They're the only company making outrageously comfortable, all-natural foam mattresses. Like Tempur-Pedic, but healthier.
Really? Essentia?
Really. And I hear they're giving away $300 with the purchase of any mattress if you mention the Green Divas radio show. Find a store near you at myessentia.com.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Do you want a low-stress Green Diva kitchen? Find out how coming right up. Are you a foodie or eco-fashionista, or just curious about matters relating to sustainable food and eco-style? Important Media has some of the best blogs on the internet for practical and easy-to-use information from some of the most experienced green bloggers on the internet. Join the Green Divas on two of our favorites, eatdrinkbetter.com and feelgoodstyle.com, and learn and share more about easy green living. Find out about all the Important Media blogs at importantmedia.com. A Green Diva's kitchen is yummy, healthy, earth-friendly, and low stress. Here are just a few ways to make your kitchen a Green Diva kitchen. Use cloth napkins. They don't take any more energy to clean. Use eco-friendly sponges and reusable cloths for cleanup. Always use food-safe, non-toxic, and biodegradable cleaning products. Minimize garbage output by composting. Even if you don't have a garden, I bet you have a neighbor or community garden that can use it. Also, reduce garbage by recycling all that crazy food packaging. When food shopping, remember your reusable bags and try to buy products with minimal or recyclable packaging.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
Oh, well, no Scotty today. We miss our Scotty, but we're going to have him in a little while.
Oh, goody.
Welcome back to the Green Divas radio show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And Silent Jesse over there tap, tap, tapping on all that fantastic information from that last segment.
I have to go back and listen to it myself again just to make sure. And so if you missed anything, I just want to remind everybody that you can go to our website, thegreendivas.com. And we will post all the stuff that we talked about on the show today. Sometimes it takes a little while to get everything up on the website. So give us a moment because we hear new things that we don't expect in these conversations with people.
So Jesse's busy doing that. And one of the companies that I talked to yesterday about something else is Merida Home. And they're making all kinds of beautiful carpets and rugs. And I think other flooring options that are non-VOC, they're made from renewable fibers and recycled fibers and, you know, no formaldehyde, all that fun stuff and beautiful stuff.
I loved hearing about Sherwin Williams having the zero VOC in paint in buckets.
Yeah, for contractor buckets.
Well, it helps you save money.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, and actually a lot of the companies, and I think Curry Whitman, as far as I know, I think she has her own line of... she calls it wall makeup. It's kind of cute.
Oh, that's
cute.
Yeah, I like that.
So we'll ask her about that. I'm sure she'll be happy to talk about that. Meanwhile, just want to mention our Facebook page. You can, you know, tweak us there. Green Divas. If you look up Green Divas Radio Show, you'll find it. Or just go facebook.com/Green Divas. We have our own page now.
Uh-huh.
We're so special.
That's a lot.
It is. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Green Diva Meg, and I think you're on Twitter now too.
Green Diva Lisa. I have a few signatures in different places. I get confused.
But anyway, so now we're going to go to
Sleeping Naked is Green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world. MyEssentia.com. And of course, the Green Divas Radio Show.
Nice. All right. Well, welcome to this week's edition of Sleeping Naked is Green. And Lisa picked this one out this week, and it turns out to be just about the same date today in her book.
September.
And I think it's, what exactly is it again?
Well, it reads, buy ceramics only from potters who recycle their clay.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'd never really thought about that. I didn't even know you could recycle clay.
Well, you know, when you think about all the things that are made that we have access to and stuff, it's nice to know that people are being green in the process of making things, which is what we're learning about today with all this decor.
Yeah.
With our Green Diva correspondent and our special guest. And my whole segment is all about how to make beautiful changes in your home and be conscious about that footprint that's left.
Well, and so much of that ends up being economic. You know, I mean, you save money,
isn't
right?
That
you're
nice?
You're repurposing things. It's a lot cheaper than buying a new one. But when you read it yesterday, what I heard was,
oh, I'm sorry,
recycled ceramic, which I thought was like what, and I didn't, and so I Googled that. And, uh-huh. I found all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things I immediately thought of was like 3 years ago, I did a blog post about a company called Artaza. They do a product called Terra Ceramic, and they're eco-friendly tableware, tea and coffee mugs. And I have one. They mm-hmm. sent me one, and I actually did a little segment with my tea mug, and I got a little picture of Spooky. I got to find that, and I'll put it on our
Spooky's the cat, by the way.
Spooky the cat, drinking my tea. But what they do is they use energy-efficient clays. Get this.
Uh-huh.
They actually import clay, which may not be, you know, exactly the best footprint kind of thing, but they import clay from Germany that is specially formulated to consume less energy during firing.
Oh, wow.
The clay sinters at a lower, I guess sinter is the word they use. I wouldn't have known that. The clay sinters at a lower temperature, about 150 degrees less.
Wow. That can make a big difference when you're making lots of
pottery. Well, apparently it reduces the energy consumption by about 20%. So if you're doing a large production of, uh-huh. you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of energy to reduce just from using clay. They use lead and cadmium-free glazes, which is good to know because you saw that mug and it does have a sort of a metallic rim.
Uh-huh.
You're like, what is that?
Yeah.
So lead and cadmium-free glazes, and they also use eco-friendly packaging.
Uh-huh.
They offset all of their, they try to use as much renewable energy as possible. So that's just, I was like, wow, like really, I'm learning here. And then, I found, and I'll destroy this woman's name. But I found someone that makes recycled dishware, Sarah Cihat. It's Cihat. I have no idea how to pronounce that, but, we'll post it on the website and you can see it anyway. But she rehabilitates dishware. that's her term for it. But she calls it an exercise in sustainability that reincarnates existing products. Very eloquent. She's in Brooklyn, I think.
Uh-huh.
But she does is she goes around to garage sales,
mm-hmm.
picks up all kinds of plates that are, you know, maybe ugly and whatever.
Uh-huh.
They're cast offs and cheap. And then she redesigns, reglazes, and refires them. Now, I don't know how energy efficient all that is, to be honest with you, but I think it's great. You know, why not? She makes beautiful stuff. I mean, her designs are really nice.
Oh, I can't wait to see them. I'll have to click on the website and have a look at that.
And then, you know, so I'm still looking at, you know, recycled ceramics on Google there, and I got Terra Green Ceramics. So I thought, well, what the heck's that mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's eco-friendly recycled content ceramic tiles.
Oh.
Right? Then this particular company uses 55% recycled glass content mm-hmm. in their ceramic.
Oh, I bet that's pretty.
Well, I bet it is. But, you know, and I mean, the pictures look nice enough, but I was just curious about, like, does regular ceramics have glass in it?
I don't know.
Is that a regular content thing? See, I wouldn't know. So, anyway, that's what I came up with.
Well, in terms of ceramic dishes and that sort of thing, I personally like to get a color theme going, you know, come up with a color theme. Right now, my color theme is blues, and collect dishes and from garage sales and places like that and mix match.
Yeah.
And then you can
have
a really colorful but matching table setting.
How nice. All right. Well, that wraps up another edition of Sleeping Naked is Green.
Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas radio show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com.
That's so groovy. I love that. It was kind of fun making that, too. Anyway, Lisa, you're going to talk to us about your Take-Two stuff. You're repurposing.
I thought about our, you know, design theme this week. And I have to tell you, one of the fun things about doing my research this week was that I ran into a video that I produced in probably last June. I do some production, some video production for webisodes for MSN. And I ran into this one that I did with Cheryl Govia and her family in Austin, Texas. And the whole little segment is about sharing she shared with us how her sustainable choices for her family also help save money. She's a gorgeous, welcoming, lovely, blissful garden that her whole family participates in, and they do as much as they can in terms of water and they eat out of it and stuff. So that I posted that link because it's a really sweet little story. Anyway, that was fun for me in my research. But in my research, what I came up with was some decor tips. One of which is for a quick fix on shallow scratches on your wood floors, mush some nuts. Raw nuts.
Get out.
Pick a nut that's the color of your wood.
Oh, speaking of nuts. Scotty, you're on the air.
Perfect segue.
Wow. Gotta get the segue because I'm isolated in my booth.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
that was funny. She was talking about nuts, and I thought, well, speaking of nuts, let me get Scott on the air.
Hey, Scotty.
I have to tell you, I'd be all over the show. I mean, really, remaining calm when things are making you angry, I don't think I can do that.
I think you're the poster child for needing rescue remedy.
No, I keep just it in your it's all better.
Keep it in your pocket.
Scott is one of the calmest guys I've ever met.
Is,
really.
He is.
He's all pieced out. He's all pieced out, man.
Yeah.
So we're sorry we're not seeing you, but I'm glad you called in. Lisa's carrying on with her little segment here, so you can participate.
So I just talked about how you can fix scratches in the floor with nuts. When you have lots of wires, we all have all these electronics.
Wait a minute. Just with the nuts thing.
Oh.
Is there a link or something that explains how to do that?
No, you just rub raw nuts into the thing, and the oils help the color of the nuts create, you know, fill in the scratch.
Okay.
And then the oils themselves actually help protect and seal it. So
Very cool.
My understanding is you just start out.
I need a lot of them.
I know when I was a kid, we used to take the covers, the rind, the walnuts.
Oh, yeah.
Rub them in our skin, and literally you'd be brown for days from the stain from a walnut rind.
Really? Uh-huh.
The bulk of it?
I have walnut trees, or actually pecan trees have a similar problem.
Well, I had no idea. I'm just so excited about the news. Okay.
Okay. Couple other quick things. You can use these back to toilet paper again. the cardboard roll and the toilet paper and the paper towels, which, by the way, now a lot of products are not using those, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But if you have some of those and you have it, use them to stuff cords in. You know, we've got all these dangling wire cords. If you roll them up, stuff them in these tubes and put them behind your desk, they're unsight, out of sight, and
it's brilliant.
Organized.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I've been using rubber bands,
too. We need, like, hundreds of those in our office just alone.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
And sometimes I'll just, you know, wrap the cords up in a little ball and then put a rubber band around them. And that's another way to get rid of that sight. Another thing is for a quick headboard. If you need a quick headboard and you've got a favorite sheet and you don't have the matching other pieces with that sheet, use that sheet, cover a piece of plywood. You can just wrap it around the back, staple it, and then you have a beautiful headboard. You can actually use an old quilt if you have one to make it softer. Yeah. If you want to put that underneath and then put your favorite old sheet that you don't want to throw away but you don't have anything that matches it anymore, that's another way for quick decor fix.
Jesse, you were going to do that. Remember you bought all that batting? My little silent Jesse over here was going to do that, and I still have a big giant thing of batting in my laundry room from when she was going to do that.
Well, I think it's time to deliver it and have her work on that project.
Time to do it.
It's time to get to it.
Good stuff, Lisa. Let's, Scotty, what do you got for us today? Anything exciting?
Oh, I was looking around. Of course, you know, I'm always watching, you know, things to do with bars and so on. And
with what?
I was on CNN.
Oh, cars.
Cars. I thought he said bars.
Yeah, I thought he said bars.
Hanging out in bars again?
It's the food stuff. You're assuming too much. Bars and cars don't mix.
No,
this
you're right.
is true.
That's Officer
Thank you,
Scotty.
Officer. I was nowhere near it. Honest officer.
CNN had a story on a study on a research group at the University of California, Riverside Center for Environmental Research and Technology. And they're doing work on basically, I mean, because we're not all buying electric cars, saving fuel, you know, that just by driving, you know, better habits, better driving.
Right.
Habits,
mm-hmm. right?
It's titled "Cars Don't Waste Fuel, Drivers Waste Fuel," and we know this. It's no surprise that you know we often race too much and you know accelerate too quickly and so on. But
I'll tell you, go ahead.
They have a $1.2 million grant, basically to study basically better ways to help change the behavior of drivers. And they're hoping to increase efficiency by 30%.
I'll tell you how to do it. You give everybody a hybrid, you know, one of these newer hybrids, specifically the Lexus or the Prius, that have the drivetrain thing in it for a day. All you need is a day to drive this thing. And you watch the drivetrain, and it shows you how much fuel you burn when you really step on the gas. And you notice that when you don't jackrabbit off from a stop sign or a light, how much less if you just take a nice, easy, slow go, you don't use as much fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wayne has become like this, this really different driver now that he's got the Lexus with the hybrid, because he's watching that drivetrain and he's learned, and it does retrain you. I found that just driving it, you know, test driving one briefly for a week or two.
That's one of the things that they've discussed. And, of course, the LCD displays are in many cars now. And, of course, the hybrids have and the electrics have very, well in hand. Of course, it's very important to them to know how much you're using because your range is limited.
Scotty.
It's funny, one of the comments made is maybe it ought to be dollar signs and not.
Yeah, right. just dollar sign sucking into your anyway, that's a great, great idea. If you have a link for that, send it to us and we'll put it on the post. But we have to go because we got to go to a break and then we got our Kerry Whitman coming on. So I got to hang up, Scotty.
I was green today. I telecommuted.
That's true.
Working from home.
That's true. You
that's
did.
That's true. But
we
miss
you.
We miss seeing your face.
I will do a blog on this, and because there's a lot more information.
Good, there. Good. Yeah, check out Scotty's blog from this week too. Okay, we're gonna hang up on you. Bye.
Hey, girls. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Have you or someone you care about gone through cancer treatments recently? Chances for survival are better than ever. But to support complete healing, call Dr. Kathy Ostroff, a certified clinical nutritionist helping post-cancer patients bring their bodies back into balance. Her highly individualized programs are based on detailed blood analysis that highlight critical imbalances. Call Dr. Ostroff at 973-822-2529. That's 973-822-2529.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
Well, you got the Green Divas anyway. Welcome back to the show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And any minute now, any second, no, like now, we're going to have Kerry Whitman, our wonderful eco-interior designer to the stars and pups. Kerry, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you so much for waking up early out there in California.
Yeah, it's okay. Saturday morning wake up.
So I don't know if you've listened to the show, but we have been talking about some green design things and ideas, and Lisa's talked about repurposing. But I want to hear a little bit about what you've been doing out there in L.A.
Well, I'm constantly busy. It's kind of always a fight for the environment for me and my dog rescue for the animals. So, but I'm working hard. I have a line of green dog beds called Greener Pup, where all the money goes back to my dog rescue. And then I have some pretty cool high-end clients like Jessica Alba and Kristen Bell and Emilio Estevez and Virginia Madsen. And they're all pretty green, which is great. I think Jessica Alba is probably my greenest client.
Yeah.
Which is so cool for her.
I noticed. I went on your website, and I really got enthralled looking through all the photographs in your gallery. And just to mention your website, you want to say it for everybody, and we'll post it, of course.
Sure. It's KariWhitmanInteriors.com, K-A-R-I, and then Whitman, like Walt, K-A-R-I-W-H-I-T-M-A-N, Interiors, plural.com.
Great. And it was really fun to look through there and look at the pictures. And it did seem like Jessica Alba really wins the prize for being really conscientious about having a green home.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, people don't realize that to recycle is to reuse. And buying sustainably is important. But really, the most important thing is trying to either reuse what you have or buy something that people don't have to produce. And she really got that. And, I mean, we were doing crazy things. Like, you know, we'd be driving and we'd see, you know, something on the side of the road that somebody was throwing out. She's like, that's a cool chair. I think we can pick that up. And meanwhile, we've got, like, 9 paparazzi following us. I'm like, if you don't care, I don't care. You know? And we'd pull over and we pick it up and we'd take it in and we'd have it all taken down to the studs and get some cool fabric on it. And we didn't have to, you know, kill a tree for any of a chair that's already made. And there's just so many amazing ways to go green. People don't realize that, you know, it's kind of like going organic. People say, well, why is organic food more expensive than green? You know, than eating, you know, regular, you know, farm-raised food. And the green thing is actually cheaper, and it's so easy to do. And I try so hard to educate people on it because if we could just stop manufacturing in China a little bit, it would really help our environment.
Well, you bring up a good point, because when you think of the stars like Jessica Alba and Emilio Estevez and Virginia Madsen, you're thinking, well, of course they can do all this fun green stuff. They have lots of money. And so the assumption is that's, you know, that it is more expensive than the average thing.
And people always think it's more expensive, and it's really not. You can take what you have already and redo it with then sustainable products or recycled products, and you are like, your carbon footprint is so little. I mean, even things like, you know, I work out of my home, and yeah, it's an inconvenience sometimes, but I put, you know, 6 people in my home, and I've got like a 3,500 square foot house, so it's comfortable for us. But you know, we're in here, and you know, everybody carpools to work, and I only put about, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 miles a year on my car in LA, which is almost unheard of.
Wow.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and it's because I work from home, and everybody that works for me, they carpool together, and I just try everything I can do to make a difference. And it's hard sometimes when you see someone that doesn't do that at all, and you think, oh my God, am I making a difference? But just that little bit really will make a difference. If you go and you take your old couch that you have sitting in the garage, and you say, you know, I kind of like the structure of that couch, but I hate the fabric, that's okay. Go find some cool fabric, and if you can go bamboo or hemp, of course, that's a better way to go. Or if you can go pleather or ultra suede instead of leather, because the cattle industry is the most ungreen thing we can do. So eating some meat and stop buying leather, it's a huge thing, because cattle is our biggest problem because they take so much water. And we've got water coming out of the center of our precious earth that, you know, we're going to be out of one day. And it's really important to go pleather instead of leather. It's a very good way to go green. And pleather looks just like leather. And it's completely, you know, it doesn't stain. You can wash it off. If you have a party and your girlfriend spills red wine on your couch, so what? You wipe it down. You don't freak out.
So are your stars into the, is pleather now cool? Is that?
Oh, gosh. You can get the best pleather. You can get pleather of the coolest, like, you can get it to look like ostrich, you can get it to look like crocodile, and you can get beautiful ultra suede. And it's really cool because my one of my clients I have right now, they're big royal family, and they don't care about being green. They don't care. And so I have done this huge house for them on the top of Mulholland, and made it green without them kind of knowing about it. And then I got it. They had no idea. And I said, well, do you mind what I put in the walls? They said, no, whatever. So, you know, now it's a very big thing to take old blue jean and use it as insulation. And it really works, and it's better for the environment. The bugs don't want to live in there. And it's a great insulation.
Really?
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that.
Awesome.
Bugs don't like denim? What's up with that?
No, I know. I don't know. I guess there's not. The way they pack this insulation is it's very confined, so they can't really live in it as much as they can in regular insulation.
Cool.
If you see regular insulation, it's very airy, where the denim is very compact.
Okay.
And
so,
a lot of the little mousies and stuff and little creatures that want to live in the wall aren't as apt to living in the denim for some reason.
Isn't that interesting? So if you know you have to do insulation, you can take, you know, every week go to the local secondhand store or the Goodwill or whatever and get loads and loads and loads of denim, and then when you're ready, when you have enough, you can do your insulation.
You can do that, and there's a company that actually makes it. Sorry, I forgot the name off the top of my head. If you email me, I'll get it to you guys.
Okay.
But there's a company that makes it that's really, really great, and it's amazing. It actually, in Colorado, they've been using it a lot because it's really good for winter. It's kind of like you can also use hay. People don't realize, I don't know if the bugs aren't going to like the hay, but the hay certainly isn't going to hurt the environment.
Right.
You know, insulation, if you see the guys that install it, they're like covered in these suits. And the,
hazmat suits, yeah.
It's so toxic. It's little pieces of fiber, and, you know, they're making that. And then while they're making that, that's being released in the air. So, I mean, there's so many great things. There's recycled glass countertops that are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, in the back of Jessica Alba's yard, she said, I'm not putting in grass. I'm putting in fake grass around my pool. And I have to be honest, when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? She's crazy. And I found this amazing company called Forever Lawn. And we put it all in her backyard. And it's great because if your dogs go potty, it kind of leaks through. You don't have to water it. And it looks just like grass. They even have little pieces of fake grass inside of the lawn. I mean, it's amazing. And if you use it in Los Angeles, you get an automatic 50% off your water bill for making the change, you know.
Is it made of some kind of healthy, sustainable material?
Recycled tires. Yes, I love this.
Yeah, recycled tires. It's
all
so
of Arizona
cool.
should carpet their lawns with it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Out in Nevada,
the
where these.
It looks amazing. You don't have to water it. And it looks, if you look on my website and you see a picture of Jessica and Cash in her backyard with a beautiful couple dogs that they adopted from me named Bowie and Sid. If you look, if you look there, you can see it looks just like grass. It doesn't feel totally like grass, but, you know, it rains and the water goes right through it, and it's amazing. It doesn't puddle up. It's really, really great product. It's called Forever Lawn.
Okay.
I am so going to look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so many cool things you can do. I mean, it's endless, and obviously, for me, one of the most important things to do is to recycle pets because, you know, in Los Angeles and most urban cities, you know, Los Angeles, we kill 500 dogs a day.
Oh my God.
That, it's 45% of those dogs are purebred dogs that walk into the shelters with papers. And, you know, I have devoted my life to trying to save the earth and animals. And it's a long battle sometimes. But, you know, when you see those little doggies, you know, walk home with their new owner, you know, looking over their shoulder going, thanks. You're like, all right, I did it. You know, so you got to recycle pets too, you know?
Yeah.
We just got to recycle everything.
All my pets have been recycled.
Before we get to your wonderful, and I've seen your beautiful pet beds and wonderful green pet beds and stuff, but you do have some wall covering. It's kind of fun, that the wall makeup that you make.
Yeah, that is a product that I've just got patented, and the reason I started Wall Makeup, and it's wallmakeup.com, no hyphens, no slashes, no dashes, just wallmakeup.com. It's a really cool, it saves money, saves time, and saves the environment. What was happening, and the reason I decided to create Wall Makeup is I had this I kept going into people's homes, and we were trying to mix colors for the walls. And we go out and buy, you know, seven different colors of green and these little tiny cans of paint, and they never are the same color on your wall that they are on that chip. Because those chips are printed on plain white paper, your wall is usually, we're putting paint over paint. And I started going, God, how embarrassing. I find this chip that I love, and it's never the color. I mean, this is crazy. It never turns out. We try to prime and this and that. So what I did is I created a home paint mixing kit, and I have a video on my website so you can see how to do it. It's very easy, especially if you're even a little bit creative. It's very, very easy. And you just go home, and you mix this little kit in your home, and you put it on your existing wall over your existing color, and most of the time you won't have to prime. And it's really like, I mean, it saves about two steps for the environment. I mean, how many garages have you been in that there's seven cans of paint that are never getting used? Paint is really, really hard on the environment.
Yes.
And it's really, really hard on landfills. So, you know, you always want to use no VOC. And VOC is volatile organic compound.
Right.
That means that it's made organically. Safecoat is a good one. Mythic is a good one.
Yeah.
And so after you mix your color on your wall, you can take it to any store, and they'll pop it out for you, or you can mail it to us, and we'll send it to you. So you just take the chip to the store and Home Depot or anything, but tell them that you want a paint just so you can get back to the environment that is no VOC.
Right.
And these are the kind of paints that aren't toxic to yourself, your pets, and your children.
Now, thank you so much. That was excellent, and we'll definitely link to that on our you know, relevant post here. But I do want to now talk about your Greener Pups. I can't remember the name of the website.
Yeah, greenerpups.com, GreenerPup.com. That is probably my favorite company. It is so amazing. What I did is I found a way to fill these beds with recycled plastic bottles. So we take anywhere from 120 to 150 plastic bottles that don't end up in a landfill.
Yeah.
And we put them in this machine, and basically it turns it into cotton candy. And so the coolest thing is no bugs want to live. I didn't even know this till after I had the beds made. People were writing me and saying, my dog has had allergies for years. She hasn't had allergies. We found out that the bugs were living in the bed. You know, the fleas, the mange, the mites were living in the beds, and the dogs will go lay on it and get attacked again,
yeah,
you know, by the fleas and mange and mites. So anyway, the cool thing is you can match your cover to go with your house. So we get all of our fabrics donated from fabric houses that are going to be throwing away these beautiful rows of fabric. We go to very high-end fabric houses. So sometimes we'll be selling a bed, and you'll have, you know, fabric that's $100 a yard, and you're getting it for almost nothing. And if you've rescued your dog, you email us or fax us your rescue papers from the shelter, from a rescue organization. Even if you found it on the street and you sent a good picture, we can tell. You get 25% off your first order. So the beds are very, and 100% of all profits go back to my dog rescue. So we get volunteers in here to run Greener Pup to help save dogs. So when you order your bed and you pick out your cover, we mail it out right away within 2 weeks, and you have your beds, and then we send a little letter in there showing you what dog your profits are helping.
Aww.
And those dogs are still on our website. So it is like my favorite company, and beds are amazing. I've never had anybody not happy with our beds, and they're just cool. I mean, they're really cool, and they don't, if you wanted to put a bed outside by your pool or something so the dog could lounge, I've had mine on my balcony, and we've had rainstorms, and because it's plastic, it doesn't mush down. You can just leave it out in the rain and put it on its side and get the water out. I mean, it's a really great thing. You can't put it in the dryer, though, because it'll turn into a plastic bottle.
Right, it remelts.
Yeah.
Well, what wonderful work you're doing. I'm so inspired. We've been in the market possibly for a rescue dog, so I'll be writing you offline there, and maybe I'll be able to get my 25% off dog bed.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. My dog rescue is aceapartsdogs.com. And, you know, I rescued over 2,000 dogs. I specialize in the bully breeds because people forget about them a lot. And they're really great dogs. But we have everything. So, yeah, please, people don't realize that we have a thing. If you want to rescue a dog and you feel like you're going to go buy one, I can wait 48 hours and I will find the exact dog that you want, the breed that you want, purebred in a shelter that's going to be killed.
All right.
And I give, it's the shelter challenge. I put people to the challenge. I said, but if I find it, you owe me $300 for dog rescue.
Oh, it all goes back.
You got to find me a Newfie, man. All right.
Okay. I will. That's easy. No problem. Email me. I'll get you one. Everywhere in LA. I don't know what the problem is out here. I'm from Boulder, Colorado. I'm a tree hugger. And we don't, you know, we've got like 10 dogs in our pound. We don't do these. I moved to LA and I'm like, what is going on? And in Boulder, you just don't have this problem.
Well, I'm so glad you called in and that you're doing the work you're doing out there, and we will definitely be in touch. Thanks so much. And again, it's Kari Whitman, K-A-R-I, Whitman,
Interiors.com.
Interiors.
And then from there, you can find all these other greenerpups.com and
greenerpup.com,
wallmakeup.com. That close?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you guys are cool for doing this show. Thanks for being total divas and having sweetheart.
Thanks so much, Kari. We'll talk soon.
Can't wait to talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Well, she's got so much going on.
I know.
And I did see that, and it's so much fun going to her website and looking at the work she's done. It's gorgeous.
All her websites.
but the one with the galleries of all these homes that she's worked on is so – her work is beautiful. It's like stunning that it's all green, healthy, lovely, sustainable. Anyway, we've burned up almost another hour, guys.
I know. It goes so
fast. And we didn't even have Green Dude Scotty.
I know.
Just want to mention that next week we have Becky Stripe, my favorite green blogging maven, I call her. She's with Important Media, and she manages eatdrinkbetter.com and Feel Good Style, two of our favorites that we work with and post on. But she's fabulous. So we're going to have fun with her next week. Reminder to just stay in touch with us during the week on Facebook, on our website, thegreendivas.com, and we'll post everything from today for you. So
give us a little time to get back to the studio and get everything online for you, but keep looking for us this week.
Excellent. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.